10.
131060. You can call us anytime. Beck has phoned in from Seaford Meadows. What's up?
Morning. Just hearing a lot of rumours, a lot of chatter lately. Just wondering if, like, Cozzy's Adelaide's gossip girl and running the Just Adelaide Things Instagram page.
Oh, Beck, you know you're not the first person that I've heard this rumour from. What makes you think that, Beck? Oh, hang on. Just Adelaide Things, we should reset, is probably one of Adelaide's most followed account. It had a previous name that had a little swear word in it.
Mm-hmm.
They have 140,000 followers. Get a lot of videos, but also very positively promoting South Australia, which Cozzy does on his account. What makes you think that they're one and the same people, Beck?
Don't know. There's just all the photos, and then, like, I've got a teenage daughter. She's a hairdresser, so she's hearing all of a bit of a chatter around the teenagers. One of their friends actually ended up on it about 18 months ago.
Oh, what did they do?
Oh, they might have had a picture on their back, sort of with sunscreen that's not appropriate, really, to be talking about.
A little D&B pic.
Okay.
All right. Well, Cozzy.
Well, what a massive compliment. I think that is the best Instagram page in South Australia.
I
do. I think that that they're very creative, and whoever's behind it, we may never know. Must be very...
That is not a
hardworking, and I would.
Oh, that's not a denial.
No,
that's not a straight. So
I would love to say that I'm a part of it, but I can't.
But you would also, you're also refusing to say you're not. That's not you.
I would just say never say never.
Oh.
Unless you're asking, am I part of this page? Which I am not.
Okay. Oh, gosh, I feel like I was going to get a more definitive denial.
See, no, lots of people ask me all the time, are you Just Adelaide Things? And I say no.
Voice?
Yeah. Mainly parrots.
Hey, you know what, Beck at Seaford Meadows, I'm still not convinced. I think you might be onto something.
I reckon he's got something to do with it, or he knows who's running it.
Because also, Beck, I imagine, because you get a lot of clips sent to you that would perhaps qualify for that Insta page.
Yeah, but not of the quality that they get. The quality of the clips that they get and how they publish them is just outstanding, just absolutely brilliant.
How would people, let's say I film something funny today.
Yeah.
How would I get it to the Just Adelaide Things people?
Just send it to their Instagram.
Oh, so put like a direct message with it attached. Is that how they do it?
Well, that's how kids are sending messages nowadays, Dad.
The only thing I would say, Beck, in Cozzy's defence is I do see him on the phone all the time, mm-hmm. and I'm quite nosy.
Beck will read my messages.
I know I do. And I actually have never seen any evidence that
she's
you're
seen
on that
a lot of SHIT, but not a lot of...
Yeah, I've seen a lot of Gumtree, a lot of sheep being bought and sold, but I haven't seen any evidence of you on
Beck,
that account.
Beck, from Seaford Meadows, I can confirm that I am the guy behind Gumtree.
All right, well, yes. I don't know if our listeners are convinced.
No, I'll tell you 100% categorically. If you're not following that page, Just Adelaide Things, go and check it out. It is absolutely hilarious. And they do great things for the state. Oh. Which sounds like...
Yes. I'll tell you what, the jury is still out on this. The jury
100%,
is out.
I'll tell you, 100% hand on heart.
He hasn't got his hand on his heart, just by the way, when he said that.
All right, Beck, thanks for calling in. We'll continue investigate.
I know. Thanks, guys.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Beck, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Now, often when we don't know what's what, we call for a trial by Adelaide. It's what we're doing right now. We'd love to hear from you on 131060. Here is my question.
Mm-hmm.
When you're jogging...
Oh, my gosh, that's the second time you've raised jogging.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah. Okay. When you're jogging and you jog past someone you know, do you have to stop and talk to them or is it okay to just give a quick hello and keep jogging?
Because you feel rude if you do that.
Because you might feel rude if you do that. Yeah. So is it a stop and say hello or is it a keep jogging and a quick hi?
Well, it's uncomfortable, isn't it? It's the reason I don't run.
It's a hypothetical for me as well because I also hate running. But I think...
Okay, let's say you were the person and it's someone you know is jogging past.
I would be fine with it because I can see they're jogging. And I know because my husband runs marathons that they take it very seriously. So they might be like... You know, trying to get a PB.
Oh, right.
Or what I would do if I was the jogger is I'd sort of wave and then I'd like point at my Fitbit or something and go, you know, love to
yeah,
stop.
Yeah, right,
but I've
got
to get them K's up.
Maybe you'll take up running just so you don't have to talk to people anymore.
Just run.
You just run. You jog all day,
just
every day.
Just chop trot if I see someone I know.
Jogging through the workplace, doing the show, you just jog on the spot.
Permanently pointing at the Fitbit.
Yeah.
Sorry. Fitbit action. So you're saying jog on. Cos?
Yeah, I understand the awkwardness because I always feel for people that are jogging past me that I know. I go, g'day, mate. And then I'm like, don't stop because I don't want to. So I think that you shouldn't have to stop, but then you're rude if you don't. I don't know.
Right, so you don't know.
It
all
was
right.
Someone you hadn't seen for like 10 years or something. It probably depends on how well you know the person and how long since you've last had a conversation.
Okay.
As well.
And how fast you're running.
And whether you're wearing a Fitbit or not.
Yeah.
And pointing at it. 131060 is our phone number. Help us out. We need a trial by Adelaide. Okay. If you're jogging and you see someone you know, is it okay to jog on or should you stop and chat?
We're doing this.
In South Australia, Bet Cozzy and Limo just can't make their own decisions. They need a trial by Adelaide.
It's a dilemma that you have had of late.
Yes, that's right. I was jogging and I saw someone who I actually hadn't seen for a very long time. And they looked at me and they recognised me and they went, hey. And I went, hey. And I just kept jogging. Okay. And then I felt bad. After I thought I should have stopped and I should have chatted and I felt bad. Well, what is the, so the question is, what is the right thing to do?
Yeah.
Is the right thing to stop and chat or is it okay?
I think it's called yogging as well.
What?
That's an Anchorman joke. Sven in Thompson Beach, is it okay to jog on if you see someone you know?
Good morning, guys. Definitely it is, but you have a quick stop. You keep your legs moving, keep the muscles moving, keep warm. Say like, g'day mate, how are you going? Oh yeah, not too bad. Catch a full coffee later, I'll give you a bus. Yeah, no worries, keep going.
Oh, so quick chat, are you jogging on the spots, man?
Yes, definitely.
Are you jogging on the
spots? Keep it moving, yeah.
Hey Sven, question for you. If you're jogging and you get to a traffic lights, do you jog on the spot at the lights?
Oh, definitely. Do a bit of stretching, keep moving,
Okay. I can't tell you the last time I jogged on the spot.
I can't tell us the last time you jogged.
No. Jogging on the spot's a whole new ballgame. Tammy from Evanston South, what about you, mate?
I would, tell them I'll catch up with them later and keep running.
All right, so just keep going. Catch up with you later. What if you haven't seen them for like 10 years?
Then obviously they're not someone that you need to catch up with.
Interesting
Tammy's
perspective.
Tammy's a good friend colour by the sound of things.
Stacey in Mount Gambier, do you jog on or stop and chat?
No, I definitely think you jog on. You're not going out for a chat, you're going out for a run. So quick g'day, you know, does the job.
And keep going. Okay, good. I'm feeling better about all this, just by the way. Rebecca in Gawler, what do you say, jog on or stop and say hello?
I would only be able to give a nod. I'd be that out of breath. I'd be like, nodding. And that's it. That would be the most of it.
See, a chat could be a welcome break from the jog as well.
Yeah, well, it could be, but I'd be, g'day.
You could also do a bit of a brag. You go, oh, g'day, mate. Sorry, just run a lazy 10. Hey, that would...
Imagine if Usain Bolt had this issue where he was a brilliant sprinter, but he just always had to stop and say g'day.
Had a mate at the 50-metre mark.
Oh, g'day, Steve. There you go, mate.
All right, final word to you. Katrina in Windvale. If you're jogging and you see someone you know, do you have to stop and say g'day or can you jog on?
Well, I think jog on, but if you actually like the person, I think run with them for a little bit, say hi, and then be like, all right, got to keep going.
If they were running, just say, jog with me, mate.
Oh, okay, so the person who's not running runs with them.
Yeah.
Just to keep up. Hey, Limo. Yeah. How you been, buddy? How the kids?
I don't often jog in a suit, but nice to see you.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Hey, have you guys noticed something that's changed about your iPhone? You know when you go
I'll
to
keep
leave...
checking it every 3 seconds just to be sure.
You know when you go to leave a voice message, I found it I don't know if it's just me, it cuts off. Like if you leave messages more than maybe 30 seconds, you know, hey, how you going, mate? Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
It cuts off. And it stops you leaving a longer message.
I would never leave a 30-second message.
Don't you?
Ever.
Yeah, you know that my voicemail specifically says, don't leave a voicemail.
But why would you leave a message that long? Yeah, don't you just say, hey, give us a call back for this reason?
No, because when you don't want to talk to someone.
I have 84 voicemails I haven't listened to.
What?
84. What?
Who's the last one?
Hang on, why have you got...
Oh, Mark Aston. G'day, Asto.
Hang on. So you never listen to voice messages?
Well, if it's my mum, I do, because I feel like it could be important. The others, I feel like if it's important, they'll shoot me a text.
You're like my wife. She's got about 4,000 emails in her inbox, and I just can't, and they're unread.
What?
I just
Why
can't.
Why does she have an email account?
Well, women can too, mate.
No, but she's not reading them. Why haven't you not going to read them? What's the point?
I know what you're saying. Are
you, what are you, you should deactivate your voicemail.
I wonder if I can.
But what's the point of leaving you a voice message?
Well,
if...
That's why there is no point. There
what you could that's 20 minutes out of Cozzy's schedule. He's been leaving these massive messages. So what? But why would you leave such a long message?
God, I'm glad I rang you yesterday and left a message telling you that I'm dying. No, because, see, I like leaving a long message because I don't want to talk to the person.
You just rang them. What do you mean you don't want to talk to them? Oh, you just called them.
You wanted to get
send a long text message.
You're telling me sometimes in your life
when
you ring someone that you go, oh, geez, I got a bloody ring, whatever.
Yes.
You're not happy when it goes to message
bank. Oh, 100%. There's definitely times I'm relieved they don't answer the phone.
So then I'm like, wicked, it's gone to message bank. And then I leave whatever I need to say.
Wicked.
Yeah. And then away you go. The other thing I want to quickly talk about, if we have time, is...
Hang on, let me check the clock. Yeah, you're okay.
I was flying back from Port Lincoln on Sunday, and the air hostess says, just to remind everyone, put your phone on airplane mode.
Too posh to drive.
put your phone on airplane mode. Like, really? Does it make a difference?
No.
No, surely not. Does because it, if everyone with their phones on could crash a plane, that would be a major security risk.
They would say, they know we're idiots. They would take the phones off us before we got on the plane if it was a genuine problem.
Because I was flying back and the lady said a couple of times, just she got back on. I reckon someone was like on their phone. Well, certainly I was. And, and I was just thinking,
who's holding this plane up?
When she did the second reminder, I did. Because she went past me with the TV. And coffees. I went, oh, she's going to the end of the plane. I go flick it back off airplane mode for a little while. And then when she came back, she sort of over my shoulder. And then she did this another announcement. But
that's absolutely specifically for you, mate.
I'm sure there was other people doing it as well. I just thought to myself,
I
went,
love your accountability.
If it has that bigger impact on the plane, the Taliban is wasting their time with bombs. You know what I mean? Like, wouldn't you just...
Are you giving out terrorist advice on the show?
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Well, Bleeves, as well as being our anchor, you have to keep the breakfast team on track during the day. Yesterday, would you describe me as focused?
Nope.
On the task at hand?
I don't know if in 3 years I've described you as focused.
No, you were distracted.
I was distracted yesterday. It was noted because I started playing Wordle.
What? Yes, you have. And I was playing Wordle first.
Oh, you're so cool.
Yeah,
you're so ahead of the curve.
So I was playing Wordle and then Beck would go, oh, what a dorky, weird game. Why is all that always turning up in my feed?
Quick explain of Wordle, please.
Okay, Wordle. You might have noticed if you're particularly on Twitter, I don't know whether people are sharing it on Facebook as well, little grids with green squares, black squares and yellow squares. So basically a new word is released every day. It's a five-letter word. You have a grid where you enter your first guess, and if the letter's in the right place, it comes up green, and if it's the right letter but the wrong place, it comes up orange, and then you have these sort of guesses until you narrow the word down.
I'm going to go ahead and say I'm never going to play that.
No.
You've got six chances to try and guess what the word of the day is.
What happens if you don't get it?
Well, then you feel like a failure.
Then you just wait for the next day.
Oh. It's sort of, now, I've never done Sudoku, but I imagine it's the same kind of thing. It feels like it tests your brain a little.
But it's the same word that everyone is trying to solve. So you're competing against not only yourself, but everyone else.
Yeah.
So I was doing it and Beck's saying, oh, it's such a stupid game. Why are you playing that? And then I explained it. She played it once. Guess who's hooked?
It's because you love words.
I love words, but I'm also... Limo's really quick at it, and I'm also competitive.
Yesterday you spent 2 hours, you had the PRO, and you couldn't work out that it was proxy.
Yeah. Don't say today's word, though, which I haven't done, because I'm banned from doing it.
No, you're out.
Because then it ruins everyone has that word.
Can I ask you a question? Yeah. Will you Wordle again?
I may never work.
No, you can, you can do it if you can do it in 5 minutes.
No, she can't.
Not 2 hours.
She doesn't. Mm. She can't do that.
I don't like it when you set boundaries for me.
Maybe Wordle's not for you. Maybe like Hangman or something is better.
Yeah. Why can't it be Hangwoman?
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bet, Cozzie and Limo for breakfast.
I found something out the other day, and I want to ask you guys this question.
Okay.
How long do you reckon a house fly lives for? Mm.
Not very long.
Now, I reckon, I've got a feeling it's, this feels wrong as I'm saying it, but is it 24 hours?
No, it's 28 days. Which is a short, like I saw a fly the other day and I was like, 28 days, you got a month, right? Mm. I was thinking about that and I thought, because you know how much you go to spot a fly or you hunt a fly down, maybe there's one in the kitchen or something, and you think, well, it's got 28 days to live. Imagine you're the fly, right? Mm. And you're 20 days old.
Yeah.
And you go and see your doctor because you've got a sore knee that's been bugging you for like 6 days.
Yes. Right. And flies notoriously have bad knees.
Yeah. So you go and see the quack. And you're sitting there and he says, yeah, your knee's pretty buggered, but you've only got 8 days to live, so probably just let it go. And then you find that news out. You've got 8 days to live.
Would you? But I suspect, but on a fly time frame, wouldn't they be able to perform a knee operation? Like it probably might take a minute.
It could.
In the time frame.
Yeah.
Because they would work a lot quicker.
What do you call a fly with no wings?
What?
A walk.
Yeah, okay. But so...
Well, you know the most enjoyable thing about that is Beck's reaction to her own joke.
So the fly leaves hospital at 20 days old with his sore knee going, okay, well, I'm going to die in 8 days.
Yeah.
Then don't you reckon he goes, I've wasted all of my life to this point building up a circle of friendships, which in hindsight's pointless. He would get back into his car and he'd go...
But he doesn't have a car because he flies.
I have been ploughing extra into my super for no reason at all.
To make those last 2 days really comfortable.
What's the point? I've got 8 days to live.
So how old, what would be a really old fly? Like if a fly gets to 33, people go, oh my God.
Wow.
33 days.
They're the ones that can't fly properly.
Do you get a letter from the Queen at 40 days?
A spider writes to you.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet, Cozzie and Limo for breakfast.
Hey guys, one of the things, as you know, I love doing is going for a jog around the Torrens.
How far do you go?
Oh, I do about 4.5, 5 Ks.
I'm out.
Depending on the day. But I just enjoy it. It's really relaxing. It's just a beautiful run around the Torrens.
It's got an image of you like power walking, like Kel Day Night.
With my wristbands, a little weight in each hand.
Yes.
But every time, but I have PTSD from a previous incident whenever I see... The pelicans attack, by the way. The pelicans attack people.
I think
people.
They can.
Mm. Okay, so whenever I see a pelican, I get edgy. Mm. I see a swan, I get edgy. Mm. And I see a duck, I definitely get edgy because I was once attacked by a duck.
Wow.
Yes. It was a vicious. This was in Sydney years ago, and I was going through a park. And it was during the Invictus Games, actually, and I was working there, right? And every morning I would walk through the park at the same time.
Righto.
Right? And this
So they knew your routine.
They knew my routine. This is like crocodiles.
Yeah.
They're patient and they're smart and they're violent.
It wasn't bloody pluck a duck from Hey Hey, was it?
Yeah, no. I was on my morning walk and I was walking down this path and I saw rustling in a bush and I went, oh, that's. I kind of stopped because that shocked me. And then a duck just walks out onto the path in front of me.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, and the duck gave me side eye, like it was giving me attitude, the duck. And I went, oh, right. So I went to walk around the duck and I kept an eye on it because I could tell something was up, right? And I was side on with the duck and it launched. It did. It came straight at me and I start, like it got me in the side. So I start running and I'm bolting and I'm not joking. The duck flies at me from behind. Again, hits me in the back of the head and I'm not making any of this up. I can feel the wings flapping and hitting my ears, right? So it's like, Lord, it's clinging onto my head and it's flapping.
Oh my gosh, maybe it's trying to mate with you.
So I'm running And then I yell out really loudly, right, F off, which I don't know, like the duck can understand that, right? And then eventually I get to a point where the duck's not there anymore. I'm panting, I'm sweating, and the duck has knocked my hat off my head.
Oh, no.
And I turn around and there's the duck standing over my hat as if to say, come on, mate, I dare you. Right. So I wait for the duck to leave. I go back and get my hat and I was rattled, right, like fully rattled. And then, coincidentally, about 5 minutes after this happened, my wife rang me, right? And we used to speak roughly the same time each morning. And she rang me and she hears me puffing and on the phone like this. And she goes, oh, my God, what's going on? I said, I've just been attacked. She goes, oh, my God, you've been attacked. I said, yes. She said, by who? I said, by a duck. At which point her sympathy levels went through the floor. But keep an eye out for those ducks. Yeah. They are angry beasts.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bec, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Bec's Fits.
News for you. Let's go.
Adele is performing at Caesar's Palace in Vega. Oh. Vega.
In Vega?
With the Vega brothers.
Oh, wow.
I thought it was the Vega brothers.
That was the Vega bus.
You can't even get your mistakes right.
She's just there from like January to April. $1 million.
Oh.
A show, if you don't mind.
Wow. Now, that seems crazy. $1 million per night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But I've done the maths. It's a 4,200-seater.
Is it?
That she's in. Ticket prices range from $1,300 to $17,000.
Oh, what do you get for 17 grand?
I imagine it's got to be a meet and greet.
It's got to be a meet and
backstage.
Greet.
Well, you'd be disappointed if it wasn't.
Let's call it an average ticket price of, say, $2,000.
Yeah.
Wow. By 4,200 seats, that's 8.4 mil.
And she's only getting a mil.
And she's only getting a mil. I reckon she's got to renegotiate.
I think so.
And how's her hotel room, Beck? Does that go
well,
all
right? Well, that's $56,000 a night for her private suite, includes... Yeah. A butler. If I had a 24-hour butler, I'd just be ringing that bell.
Oh, yeah.
I'd just be ringing it for anything.
I've contemplated that before. Just sit down here,
jocks.
You know when you thought
just
about
in case I need something.
Getting a hot dog van to follow you around. It's close. Yeah, mate, I'll buy 20 dogs a day off you. Just follow me around. Be where I am. Be here now. I'd love a hot dog right now.
Did you consider actually buying the Whippy's ice cream van?
I have done that before. Considered it.
Yeah. Lady Gaga was 1.3 mil a night. Rod Stewart is the most.
Is he?
3.6.
Hang on a minute. Where's the gender pay gap?
Here
there
she
it
goes.
Is.
No, that's because it was negotiated by his female manager.
Oh.
Oh, you had that ready.
Yeah.
I was going to do that. Become so predictable in my old age. Okay, guys, we have managed to get a list of the questions that they ask. Well, we stole it from MamaMia.com. Thank you to our friends there. The questions, if you want to be on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
So I am going to audition you guys now.
Okay.
Cozzy, when did you last cry and why?
When
your guinea fowl flew away?
Geez, I'm not sure.
You're not much of a crier, are you, Limo?
Two nights ago, watching a cricket documentary.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That doesn't get you on The Bachelor, though.
But it explains why he's single.
It was about the West Indies. It was very emotional. Okay.
What's your best feature, Coz?
He's
going to be humble.
No, I don't know about that. I know.
Your generosity,
thanks,
doll.
Mate. Thank you.
Yes.
Limo.
Oh, my thinning hair's hot.
Yeah. Okay, well, this might be easier for people to answer. What's your worst feature?
I hate Bachelor interviews.
I'm probably too kind and too generous.
That's like when you get asked that in a job interview.
I'm
a perfectionist.
You're in a job interview and they ask the question, okay, what's your worst feature? Like, what the... Oh, I like murdering people, but apart from that, I work really hard for you.
That'd be a hell of a twist in a job interview.
I know a girl who was asked in a job interview, what would you bring to the job? And she goes, oh, like probably just my lunch.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bec, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
I'm sure Victorian woman Melanie Swikenig had no idea when she sat down in her home to record a 6-minute video that it would go viral. It's had 1.5 million views on her Instagram in just 4 days. When she details the pain that she's experiencing as an IVF patient, hearing that under elective surgery bans in Victoria, that process will be suspended for 3 months. Now, 3 months doesn't sound like much, but every month is important when you're going through the IVF cycle, both physically and mentally. And she also argues that it shouldn't really be called elective surgery because they don't elect IVF patients to be in this situation.
I really just wanted to let you know that this is something that not I elected to do and not one other person who is going through IVF or who has been through IVF or who's just about to start IVF has elected to do.
I mean, that's true for a lot of elective surgery, though, when you think about it. There are people out there probably waiting for hip replacements, knee replacements, who are in terrible pain, and these elective surgery bans affect them as well. But, of course, the urgency and the time frame, particularly if you're an older woman, for IVF is just so critical.
So the Victorian government is diverting resources. That's the reason, into the fighting the Omicron wave.
So some of those IVF nurses will no doubt be.
We just had a look online. Victoria has how many cases of COVID at the moment? 250,000?
235,000 active cases.
But I think it's, I have friends who've gone through IVF. I know what it's like for them to want a baby so desperately. But I think the way she put it like this made you really visualize for the three of us who have children, to imagine our lives without children is just such a poignant message.
Sit down in your house and for one moment erase every single trace of your children. Mentally erase all traces of your children. Every photograph on the wall, every photo in a photo album, all the food in the fridge that they love, all the food in the cupboard that they love, all their clothes everywhere, all the laughter, all the banter, all the joy. Delete any trace of children in your house.
Pretty powerful message.
It is a powerful message indeed. Do we know if the state government has replied?
She has launched a petition. She was on the project last night also, and it's got hundreds of thousands of signatures. So I wonder whether the government will rethink it. I would say that perhaps if it's for the sake of 3 months, they might not bow to it because then, you know, then you open the floodgates for...
Well, they're in a tricky situation because they do need to... There's a lot of COVID patients in hospital, a lot of COVID patients in ICU, and they wouldn't have taken that decision lightly, but incredibly difficult for people who have to suspend their IVF.
Her argument is those 3 months might be the window in which she was able to get pregnant. That tiny window of 3 months might be her one shot. At becoming a mother. But we've seen so many of these decisions that seem just cruel and inhumane, like the restrictions at the Lal Mac, which means that a woman can only have a birthing partner for 4 hours after she's given birth and only when she's in active labour. COVID is just causing so many heartbreaking situations. So we'll keep track of that petition and see if there are any changes. I haven't heard that this is happening in South Australia. 13 10 60, if you are an IVF patient and this has happened to you, but we haven't heard any reports of this being the case here, thank goodness.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Hey guys, you know I love a list. I'm big on a list.
Yes.
Pop quiz, you two, head to head. What about this one for you?
It's Limo's Lists.
Okay guys, my list today I have here, let's go with the top five house sales. Now we're talking about price, most expensive houses in Adelaide last year.
Okay.
For the year 2021. I want you to give me the suburbs. Ooh.
Springfield.
No, Springfield, what? Not in the top five.
They don't move much, the homes in that suburb.
Yeah.
Every few years I drive around Springfield and I go, wow, suburb doesn't even know it exists.
Where are the Simpsons?
Yeah.
Where do they live?
Just make a note there for the dad joke file.
Yeah.
There would have to be a Simpsons family in Springfield. I'd love to catch up with them. 13 10 60 if it's you.
Yeah. please call through.
Burnside.
Burnside.
Now, Burnside's not... I don't reckon there's that many nice houses in Burnside.
Come on, Coz, what do you got? What do you got?
Sorry about Burnside.
Unley Park, thank you.
Unley Park, no.
What?
No.
There's something in the hills.
This is sales. Melbourne. Last year, 2021, no.
Oh, hang on. Like sales altogether.
No.
The biggest...
With individual house prices.
Okay.
The five most expensive houses sold in Adelaide. Last year, no.
Gilberton.
No.
Unley?
No.
Malvern?
Crap game.
There's one particular...
Clint Osmond.
Summerton
are you reading
Park.
An Adelaide
coming
list?
In at number four. I'll give you number four because number five and number one are the same suburb.
Glenelg.
Number four, Henley Beach.
Henley Beach.
Oh.
225 the Esplanade. $4.1 million. That went for last year. $4.1 million.
It's not. I'm not on the Esplanade.
Okay. Coming in at number three, Kensington Park.
Mm-hmm.
382, the parade, Kensington Park, $4.5 million. Mm. Coming at number two, 34 South Esplanade, Glenelg South, $5.1 million.
Wow.
Wow.
Now, number one and number five are the same suburb. Come on, guys.
How can they? Oh, okay.
Different houses.
Oh, yes.
That's how they do it.
I realised.
Yeah.
After I said it. Okay.
Is it Port Wakefield?
No, it is not.
St. Peter's.
Nope, it's got a saint at the start, though. Come on, who's going to get it?
We're not.
The race to victory.
We're not posh enough.
All right. Oh, come on. Not Beg posh yourself. Enough. Not posh enough. Did you hear what Rebecca Moore said?
Your suburb was number four.
Mm. Not in my street.
Number one last year, 23, Watoona Terrace, St. George's.
St. George's.
$6 million.
Oh, yeah, right.
It was the most expensive house sold in Adelaide last year.
My wife loves Watoona Terrace.
I don't
or Avenue,
know
I think it's called, actually, is it?
No, Terrace.
Oh.
There are some massive houses
Saint
on that
St.
street.
George's. And ooh, the other one that
that's
came
real out, estate porn. I'm going to bookmark that.
And 25, also Watoona Terrace, came in at number five, $4.1 million.
There you go. So we can all dream. We can all dream. Beck, Cozzy and Limo. SAFM.